Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. This is the Joke Off.
Okay. Well, we road tested this last week on the show. It's a good way to kind of wrap up the week on a Friday. The Joke Off. We are doing this on Facebook Live. Uh-huh. So if you're laying in bed this morning, fire up your phone and check things out on Facebook.
And please add some laugh emojis to all my funny jokes when they come through.
Laugh emojis.
Wow. Jade versus Damien. Now, the go is five jokes each, but you take it in turns. Jade tells a joke, Damien tells a joke. I'll play the adjudicator this morning. I decide who gets the lols and who gets
the trophy is on the line again, yes? The toilet trophy is on the line. Go get it. I'm going to go the first joke.
Over there on the mantle next to the Glen 20. In pride of place.
That's a pride of place.
Okay.
All right.
What's up?
Okay, you go. Actually, you go first.
Okay.
Ladies before gents.
Really? I feel like it's mugs away because you lost last time.
All right. I was having dinner with my boss and his wife. And then his wife turned around and said, "How many potatoes would you like, Damien?" I said, "Oh, I'll just have one, please." She said, "It's okay. You don't have to be polite." I said, "All right. I'll just have one then, you stupid cow."
That's terrible. Because you would never do that.
It's a good joke.
Mama Lee, send you that one?
No. I researched.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
My first joke. A pair of cows were talking in a field.
Yeah.
One says, "Have you heard about that mad cow's disease that's going around?"
Yeah.
Yeah, the other cow says, "Makes me glad I'm a penguin." Come on!
You gave her a thing for that.
No, it doesn't work like that. Round one. Round one to Damien. We'll get to know the first winner.
Oh, what? Because he whinged.
No. Listen, okay, round two.
People
are usually shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
Oh, is that the end of the joke?
People are usually shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
Not a good sign when you got to tell it twice. You'll go, Jade.
Well, I still don't get...
Yeah. Okay, in you go. Go on.
I don't know, what is it?
Well, if you're a bad electrician, you get shocked because I...
Oh, right! Yeah.
All right, moving swiftly on.
I entered 10 puns in a contest to see which would win. No pun intended.
I think Damien's got that one as well.
Oh, come on!
That joke.
No pun intended.
Oh, you can come home strong, Jade. It's 2-0 to Damien at this point.
All right.
We're up 5, isn't
joke
it?
Joke 3.
All right, the wife turns around to her husband. She says, whisper dirty things into my ear. And the husband says, the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom. Dino likes it. You don't get it
again. I still
don't
get it.
Jade! Whisper
What's
dirty.
What's funny about that? Shouldn't you be saying?
No.
Hey, you're beautiful. I love you.
No, the kitchen is dirty. The bathroom is dirty.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jeez.
A grasshopper walks into a bar.
This is going to be bad.
The bartender looks at him and says, "Hey, they named a drink after you." "Really?" replies the grasshopper. "There's a drink named Stan?" Come on!
Not bad.
Oh, thanks.
We'll give that one to Jade. So it's 2-1. Okay. Damien's up by 1. 2 jokes to come.
I pointed to 2 old drunks sitting across the bar from us and told my friend, "That's us in 10 years. My friend says, "No, that's us right now. That's a mirror."
That's terrible, isn't it? That's not what you want to see in a bar.
That's a good one, though.
That was a good one. All right. Oh, mine's about looks as well.
Yeah, go on.
"Nothing looks good on me anymore," said a customer who's modelling an outfit at a dress shop. And then the sales clerk said, "Oh, nonsense, ma'am. The dress says it all." "That's the problem," says the woman. "I need a dress that keeps its mouth shut."
Okay. All right.
And I feel like that's me at the moment. All my clothing to keep its mouth shut. Okay.
Jade gets the win there. It is 2 each. Comes down to the decider.
All right.
This is the final joke. It's all on the line with this joke. No pressure.
All right. So I'm in a bar and 2 very large women with accents are sitting across from me. I say, "Cool accents. Are you 2 ladies from Scotland?" One of them yells, "It's Wales, you idiot." So I said, "Okay, are you 2 Wales?" from Scotland. Oh. I don't remember much after that.
Oh, I understand why. You got whaled.
Right, Jade, all bring right, it home.
That was a good one. So a teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet the parents and they are not impressed. He has a dodgy haircut. He's got piercings everywhere. He's got tats. Oh. And later the girl's mum says, look, dear, he doesn't seem like a very nice boy. Oh, please, mum. If he wasn't so nice, why would he be doing 500 hours of community service?
All right, okay. I'm giving you a just
sympathy. Okay, what about this one instead?
No.
What did the Buddhist ask
them? You know, I think Damo's got the win this week.
What?
We are the champions.
I think because he wins so much.
Oh, no, the Wales was harsh but funny. So.
Come on, the Wales. Oh.
If I had done the Buddhist one, would I have won?
Save
what did the Buddhist
week.
Ask for the hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything?
No,
I wouldn't have won with that either. Oh, well.
No. Terrible.
Okay. All right.
Terrible.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. I've been playing out a lot
of hypotheticals in my mind. All right. Fun way to wrap up the week with a few little hypothetical questions for Jade and Damien. You good to go?
Ready.
Here we go. All right. Feel free to use these at work once you log on at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. Illawarra, if that's your start time. Here's one for you.
Okay.
If you could be invisible but let Fluffy off the chain every few minutes, how would you use that superpower?
Wait, who's Fluffy?
Like if you could do a putt-putt.
Oh, yeah. A little old McNasty.
So if you're invisible and you could go and fart wherever you want to.
How would you use that superpower?
How would you use that superpower?
Hey, I don't need to be invisible to use that superpower.
You do it all the time anyway.
That's just who needs invisibility? You'd have to do it in the boss's office, wouldn't you? Right. You'd have to wait until there's like a full-on meeting going on. Everybody's in there, the CEO, the COO, and you just sneak.
See, I'd like to do it. I'd take mine more like, you know, going to the Hitler era and just kind of getting in the room and just gassing him out.
Oh, you go so back in time.
Or Putin, if we want to go to the modern day era. I'll probably use it to weed out all the baddies.
Oh, okay. So you're using yours for a
for good cause. You're just using yours.
For good, not evil. Okay.
I'm just being an immature guy.
I just want to save the world. But, you know, like, we've all got our priorities.
I just want to, you know, dust crop the office.
I feel like you don't need to be invisible to do that.
It's like a scorched earth campaign you're going to go on, isn't it? Okay. All right, if you had to watch one movie on repeat for the rest of your life, you get one movie for the rest of your life, what is it?
Groundhog Day.
It is.
No, but not. I don't mean that as a joke. Yeah. Yeah. That is my favourite movie.
I like Amélie.
Amélie?
Amélie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
French film. Oh. So the good thing will be, like, I don't know the words, so if I can't be bothered reading the subtitles, it'll just be background noise. Or I might learn French.
You might learn French.
Yeah.
Yeah, come out
and
with
a beautiful movie.
All right.
It is actually serendipity.
Final hypothetical question.
Yep.
What would you say to your partner, so Eileen Milko, what would you say to your partner if they gained 30 kilos overnight?
Are you allergic to linen sheets? Yeah.
Do we need to get you an antihistamine?
Either that or some Metamucil.
There we go. Good recovery. It's good answers. I like it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm going through the change.
Oh, okay.
The change of life.
This is a bit of an exclusive.
Is it?
Okay. All right.
It's a change of...
Listen up, Illawarra.
All right. It's a change of... I'm about to, you know, reveal something about myself, which I feel like that every mum could probably take note.
HRT? Okay.
What? What's that? Oh, humour is hormone replacement therapy.
What did you say? Oh. Humour replacement therapy?
Humour replacement therapy.
Well, you said you're going through the change.
I am going through the change, but it's more like... The mum change. It's a mum change.
Okay. All right, so I've been back to HRT.
I mean,
okay.
I've been, you know, doing this parent caper for Alani's 19, so you know, almost 20 years now.
Yeah. You're a dab hand.
Yeah, and I'm like a pretty cool, calm, and collected parent. I say to Alani quite often, "You're so lucky you've got the cool parent as your mum." She rolls her eyes at me, but
we all say that to our kids, isn't it?
I know, and I feel like that I'm pretty relaxed when it comes to parenting. I'm not a helicopter parent.
Okay.
But then I feel like now that I've started to change.
Okay.
So it became really apparent to me on Saturday when I talked about this at Arwen's sport at soccer. She just started soccer and I pulled a muscle in my back because I was overzealous with my cheering.
You took it way too seriously. Actually, now that you bring that up, you are. Because from when I first met you, you were pretty laid back, and that was quite a shock to me to hear that you'd changed in that way.
I know, taking it far too serious. It's under six soccer. They don't even know which net's theirs. And here I am screaming at the kid, come on, chase them all. And my husband's moving away from me.
Bad sign.
So things have evolved even more. Yesterday, Henry, the bubby, so 16-month-old, he had his first little catalogue shoot.
A photo shoot. He's a male model.
He's a male model. Arwen said she got those catalogues, you know, the one junk mail, we call it. Yeah. And she saw little kids playing with all the toys. And she said, Mummy, I want to be one of those kids. She just wants toys. And so she kept pestering me. I'm like, oh, we'll put you one of those agents. So I just picked one at random thinking nothing's ever going to happen. And while we were there, they're like, oh, do you want to put the baby in too? And I went, sure. Oh. So H got the call up and they said, we want to put him in a catalogue. And I said to my husband, right, I'm working tomorrow. We've got Vinnie's, we've got hoodies for the homeless. Very important. I can't miss that. Can you meet me at Vinnie's? But I'm going to lay out the outfits. You need to dress him in this. I need you to wet his hair in the morning to curl it because he's got a bit of a mop. But if you don't curl it, it gets in his eyes. And so my husband rocked up after a busy, busy morning.
I'm sure he would. Yeah, I mean, he's up at the crack of dawn.
And I went and got Henry, and Henry was all dirty, had a flannel on. His hair was all in his face, and I was like, what are you doing? I can't take him there like that. So I had to get Henry out of the car, and lucky I had a water bottle on hand. I doused his hair in with the water bottle. The poor kid was asleep, so he just woke up crying in shock. And I'm trying to curl his hair, and I'm like, all right, and I'm trying to dress him in the back of the car. I had the boot open. The baby was inside the boot, and I'm changing his outfit. And I'm all stressed out. And I said to my husband, off you go. Don't worry. I'd left you instructions, but don't worry about it.
You're making that sound now. Get out of my sight, Mel. This is a bloody disgrace. I asked you to do one thing, prepare our son for his photo shoot, and you couldn't get it right.
Wow, were you still at Vinnie's?
I heard you. I saw Milko, he was crying.
Yeah, Damo's was more accurate. So I was driving to Sydney and I'm thinking his hair's not going to dry now, it's all wet. No. What are we going to do? So I put the heater up really high to dry his hair out on the trip to Sydney. So when we got there, his hair was dry. He was a little rosy-cheeked. Yeah. I think that's, he was probably a little dehydrated as well. Yeah. So we got there and we got into the shoot and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about his hair. It's a little bit all over the place, and the hair and makeup, like, she goes, no, that's fine. I said, but don't worry, I've got the curls there and it's sitting perfect. And she goes, oh yeah, let me just get the, and then she got the brush and brushed all his curls out. So we had this big buffont look, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's his best look. And she's like, it's a photo shoot for kids. They're in the bedroom. They'll be fine. And then so we went in there with the photo shoot, and I was the parent in the background going, smile! And trying to get him to smile and pulling out all these tricks. It got to the point where they just said, oh, if you want, you can just wait. There's some tea and coffee in the other room if you want to just go.
Get the hell out of here, you mumzilla. Get out of here.
That is exactly what I've become, a mumzilla.
I could see you going up to the photographer and said, just give me the camera. You're not getting my son's best sight. Give me it.
I was so close. So
you
close,
call
Damien.
You yourself a photographer.
You're not even trying.
Jeez.
Anyway. I'm a mumzilla. And you know what, mums, you think you're a cool parent. You think your things don't matter. And then you change. You start living your life through your kids.
Did he get paid?
Oh, yeah, he got paid.
And you took your agent fee?
And petrol money.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yesterday we broached the topic of lettuce. Yes, lettuce is, it's a real issue at the moment.
It is.
Real issue. There is a shortage of lettuce, and as a result, you can buy a iceberg lettuce for $12.
Whoa.
$12 is what iceberg lettuce will cost you right now. And this is all to do with the fact that we've had floods and the environment has been affected over the last while in such a massive way. It's a real problem. Mm. It's a real, real problem. So much so that the Prime Minister has weighed in on it. Now, we've got petrol prices going through the roof.
Yeah, we do.
We've got interest rates rising up.
Yeah, we do.
But lettuce... lettuce is heading straight to the next cabinet meeting.
It is.
All the way, all right? Anthony Albanese turned around and he says, this is a crisis. My son loves KFC.
Yeah.
And when he hears about this, he's going to be devastated.
That's right, because, of course, KFC have come out this week and said, look, we're going to replace lettuce with cabbage.
That's right.
Because the lettuce is too expensive. What are we going to do? Yeah, let's throw cabbage in the mix. No one will know.
They're putting cabbage on a Zinger burger.
That's right. Oh, no, I'm so glad he's taking this to cabinet. It should be at the top of his agenda. Forget interest rates. Forget inflation.
Forget
the influenza pandemic that's happening.
That.
Who cares?
COVID gone.
Cabbage gate. That's all we care about.
It is serious because, I mean, we all know that when you add cabbage to anything, it has a lasting effect.
It has a knock-on effect.
It has a knock-on effect.
And not a pleasant one either.
It does things to your bowels. Well, there's no doubt in that.
We all know that, yeah.
It gets in there and it kind of stirs things up.
And as a result, KFC have actually had to change their marketing campaign.
That's right, yeah.
They've got a new ad out now.
You managed to get an exclusive on this.
I did.
Something's rotten in here. What is that? Jeez. So I don't know what someone's been eating. Is that you, Jade?
Did somebody say KFC?
I don't care. I love it.
Kentucky Fried Chicken for a limited time only.
You know, Kentucky Fart Chicken, is that the tag?
That's the tag. Guys, for anyone listening right now, that's an exclusive.
That is exclusive. Anthony, we actually sent that to Albo so that he could actually open Cabbage Gate with that TV commercial just to say, look where we've come. Look what's going on, Australia. It's not on.
He could just let it all out. Can he? In the cabinet, just get in there and just let it out.
And he might. If he's gone to KFC on the way to the cabinet, he will be letting it all out.
Well, it's good to know that Albo's on the case with the lettuce. That's one of the big stories breaking this morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless.
We are the people we've been waiting for.
Going to be one of the coldest winters in over 100 years in some parts of Australia. I was just reading that earlier this morning. So we're doing our bit to help out people in the community, and you, Illawarra, are doing your bit too. Like, it's been just over a week since we kicked off this campaign.
Yeah.
And yesterday, we did our first hoodies collection.
Yes, we did.
And we went over to Fig Tree Grove because we had our pop-up shop there and all those bins were full. And we also popped into some of the shops within Fig Tree Grove, went and saw Tania at Lowe's and asked her about their hoodie collection.
Yes, we have. It's such an awesome cause, guys. Here you go.
Oh,
we
wow.
Some hoodies.
So these are brand spanking new hoodies from right here at in store.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
So good.
Whatever we can do to help, hey.
That's going
to
keep a lot of people really warm this winter.
Oh, I hope so.
Poor Tania, she was shy about Tania. Oh, Tania. It's Tania. Yeah. That's right. She was shy about being on the recording and on the radio. And we said, no, we won't play that on the radio.
No,
hey,
about
Tania,
it.
You're on the radio.
We lied. After we saw Tania, we ducked over to see Emma at Bloom's.
So really wanted to get on board. Pretty much we love helping out our community in any way we can. So as soon as we heard about this, we jumped on it pretty much straight away. I think with COVID and just the days and the weeks going so fast for everybody, it's good to sort of take a step back and be able to help people that probably need it a little bit more than us.
And you've done well. We've already got a massive trolley load.
I know. Yeah, it's great. Great to see. And I hope everybody else has jumped on board pretty much as we have.
So we took the massive amount of hoodies. I reckon a couple of thousand.
Easy.
A couple of thousand yesterday, easily.
Wave FM then was chockers.
It was packed, absolutely packed. We went over to St. Finney's. We met Kelly, the team leader there, and her reaction alone says it all when we open up the van.
Oh, my goodness! We've already got a full van.
That's amazing.
That is one week's.
I know. So many people across the Illawarra have gotten on board, and not just hoodies. We've got new beanies, scarves.
I know.
Slippers, tracksuits, everything.
Cold.
Absolutely.
There's supposed to be a wind coming from the Arctic next week.
Oh,
so how cold? Yeah. So how cold is it going to be?
Freezing.
And we will just take them out. They'll be used for lots and lots of things. So not just on the Vinnie's van, but they'll be used across the Illawarra, and across the south. So thank you so much. How amazing.
So just quickly before we do the unloading, what does it mean for somebody who's homeless to get a warm piece of clothing like a hoodie or some gloves or a scarf in winter weather like this? Like,
I think you'll find that people who are sleeping rough, a lot of times they have to move a lot and their clothes, their blankets are very, very wet. So here at Vinnie's and a lot of other, we acknowledge that sometimes these things might need to be weekly, might need to be given out daily. So this amount of hoodies, this will go. This will go and this will be used. So absolutely, we go out four nights a week, and four nights a week someone's going to get a warm hoodie. And I love... there's kids' hoodies in there as well. So
there is.
How good is that?
We've got lots of kids' clothing as well. So I guess, like, for people who are homeless or doing it tough, it doesn't just mean a warm piece of clothing. It also means comfort. It also means dignity.
Respect.
Fabulous. You're excited, aren't you?
I am, because I need it.
You do.
I need it for the van.
Yeah, look, a massive response so far. Thousands of items already, but it's only started. Okay, yeah. We've got until the end of the month. We're going to be doing deliveries just like this each week. So go to the many locations on the Wave FM website. We've got details of where you can drop off your hoodies. Mm. But there's countless locations around the Illawarra and more coming on board over the next while. Whatever you've got, go to your cupboards, check it out, and you know. Give it up.
Donate.
Long weekend, perfect time to spend a bit of time trawling through your cupboards
at home.
That's
right. That's right. Oh, and look, if you don't have anything, go out and buy some things. There are a lot of new goods in there that people have just absolutely bought and donated, which was awesome.
As Damo mentioned, all the locations and all the information you need. Thank you for your support so far, Illawarra. Details at wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.